This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Jan Dubauskas, once again Vice President and Senior Counsel at HIIQ, a leading developer and distributor of affordable web-based individual health insurance plans and ancillary products. And we will be discussing the importance today of open enrollment. Jan, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to being informed here today. I'm sure the listeners are as well. So for starters, what is open enrollment for benefits and what are the key dates? Let's start there.
So open enrollment is a specific time of year when people can enroll in ACA plans. This is because people can't enroll in ACA plans at other times of the year unless they qualify for a special enrollment period because of a job change, divorce, kids who age out of their parents' plans, and more. So this year, open enrollment for ACA plans is from November 1st to December 15, and the ACA plans that are purchased during open enrollment actually start on January 1, 2020. Employers also use the term open enrollment, but that's for their employer benefit plans, and those open enrollment dates are usually in the last quarter of the year, and those dates are set by the employer.
Also, Jan, what kinds of health insurance plans are available under open enrollment?
Sure. So during open enrollment, people can buy the plan that best suits their healthcare and budgetary needs. So ACA plans are available during open enrollment and may be available at other times during the year with a special enrollment period. Short-term medical, hospital indemnity, and other plans are available during open enrollment and all year round. So they're not restricted to certain dates like ACA plans. So when consumers are deciding what healthcare plan really best suits them, it's important to think about what healthcare needs do they have? Do they have any chronic conditions that require ongoing medical treatment? Do they have any prescriptions that they need to have refilled regularly? Do they have any pre-existing conditions that might need coverage? And how much can they afford to pay on a monthly basis for their healthcare premium? If a consumer has questions, you know, a great resource is always a licensed health insurance agent who can help them decide what plan is best for their situation.
And certainly some helpful information there. What happens if one decides not to enroll in a health insurance plan? Then what?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, absolutely nothing. When the ACA became the law, there was a penalty attached to those who did not buy its coverage. And as of January 2019, that penalty is reduced to $0. So some people are choosing not to buy health insurance at all. Now, I would caution everybody to keep in mind that healthcare needs and even unexpected accidents or illnesses do occasionally take place. So health insurance is still important. What the zero penalty really allows us to do is decide whether an ACA plan is the right plan or decide whether to consider other more affordable types of health insurance coverage, like short-term medical, hospital indemnity, and others.
Today we're speaking with Jan Dubauskas, Vice President and Senior Counsel at HIIQ, a leading developer and distributor of affordable web-based individual health insurance plans and ancillary products here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Health Insurance Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Jan, how does one learn more about available health insurance plans if they do not have one supplied by their employer?
Sure. We would love for folks to visit our site, agilehealthinsurance.com, where we have lots of articles that describe all of the options from ACA plans to short-term medical and more. On the site, we also have a phone number that someone can call, or they can even buy a plan directly from the site. What we'd really enjoy is the opportunity to help everybody understand their choices during this open enrollment period and to make sure that each person buys the plan that is right for their health and their budgetary needs. Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And of course, we certainly appreciate what you do in this space and for taking the time to be with us here today to share some great information here. I do have one last question for you before you go. What are two or three things consumers should look for when they select a health insurance plan?
Yeah, what they need to think about is what are their healthcare needs and what is their budget? So when you look at a plan, the monthly premium is going to be based on how robust is the coverage. If it's someone who has chronic conditions and they need really robust coverage, your healthcare premium is going to go up. To help manage that premium, you could lower the deductible, you can make changes related to the deductible. So think about the conditions that the individual has. The other thing you want to think about is what are the ongoing needs? Do I need prescription coverage or not? Maybe I'm someone who doesn't have a lot of medical needs right now, but I sure do want to make sure that I'm covered in case of an unexpected accident or illness. Those plans be less expensive because they don't offer as much robust coverage. So the monthly premium will be lower. And then the other item again to consider is the deductible. How much money do I have in my pocket in case there is an accident? Am I able to cover a $5,000 deductible? No? Well, then maybe a $1,000 deductible is more appropriate for my budget. So those are some of the things that I would consider when looking for a health insurance plan.
Well, Jan, thanks so much for the concluding remarks. Certainly helpful information. Again, folks, for more information, simply visit HIIQ.com. Jan, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you having me.
Anytime, our pleasure. We've been speaking with Jan Dubaskis, the Vice President and Senior Counsel at HIIQ, a leading developer and distributor of affordable web-based individual health insurance plans and ancillary products. And for all the details, visit, once again, HIIQ.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.